What are you in the mood for tonight? Maybe you are after some gunshots, stab wounds, and edge-of-the-seat thrill rides that will transport you to India's dark underbelly. Come on, he said, before thumbing the ambidextrous magazine release lever to eject the used cartridge and pop in a new one. He stood up and transitioned into a combat stance with ease, head upright, feet in a restrained boxer stance, toes pointing at the target, his body leaning slightly forward. The muzzle moved from one target to the other with practiced ease, and a bloody massacre unfolded. A ballet of gunfighting quickly culled the herd of thugs from 10 to 4. The remaining 4, carrying bladed weapons, had used Virat's focused attempts at killing the others to get close to him. Virat's training kicked in. Tactical switch, Virat muttered, and he holstered his gun and in the same move pulled out a freshly stoned M-Tech Special Ops Combat Bowie knife. Virat ducked underneath the first machete swinging in his direction and thrust his knife in an upward motion. His forceful stab penetrated the attacker's eye. Virat pulled the knife back and sprung aside, just as another machete arced down to slice him open. It missed him and slashed the concrete. Virat landed a powerful side kick into the belly of the assailant. The precise application of all the power generated by his posterior chain sent the man sprawling backwards. Maybe you are in the mood for something supernatural, but be careful what you wish for. These demons you yearn to invoke might just follow you home. The Lal Chudail was cutting open a big square section, while the helpless and very much alive girl screamed for help and her parents. Then, as Komal watched on in horror, the demon cut open the poor girl's chest, pried apart her ribs with the tip of the knife, and reached in to yank out her beating heart. The girl's screams were silenced. The Lal Chudail gently patted the dead girl's cheek affectionately. Then she lifted the heart up to her eyes. Komal could see that it was still beating.
Perfect,
the Lal Chudail said. She cradled it in both her palms, walked up to the cauldron as she chanted mantras. Then she dropped it into the boiling liquid. Komal could now scream, and she let the full force of her terror bounce against the walls of the cave. This is Indian Noir, India's number one horror, crime, and dark fantasy storytelling podcast.